Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for Friday night baseball between the Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, alongside the manager, Mike Guerrero, for our usual Friday chat. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
Big thing over the last couple of days, Freddie Zamora involved in a nasty collision with Isaac Collins. Any update on him?
Well, he just day-to-day, then we'll see how he recoup. He got a couple bumps on the road, and we'll see.
Another big thing as well this week is that a ton of Brewers player development staff are in town. Ricky Weeks was in town, Charlie Green's in town, Tom Flanagan's in town. A lot of the brass from Milwaukee's come down here to Biloxi. How much fun is it for you to have those guys in town over the last couple of days?
Well, you know, it's give you another set of eyes on what we're working and, you know, what we're seeing on the players. Their inputs are important, and we just have is following up. Where we stand and where we at in the process of developing major league players.
How much does it add to the player's development when they have all those eyes on them and all that help from Milwaukee, from Arizona, from you guys here in Biloxi?
Well, it helps a lot. Like I said. You know, especially guys that with all that experience and their inputs is really important.
How much do you guys also enjoy having a couple extra BP arms out there to throw?
Well, you know, that also is that's really good BP. It's really good BP, so it will help. It gives a breather to everybody else also.
Felix Valerio this week has had a terrific week. Bunch of hits. It seems like every time you turn around, he's had another big-time hit. How much fun has it been to watch him play this week?
Well, you know, that's the Valerio that we were accustomed to watch last year, previous year. He has worked really hard and on some swing changes, and it seems like they're working and they're coming around. So it's fun just to watch him having some success out there.
You talk about those swing changes. He's been out seemingly more than anyone else working on his swing, getting some extra hacks in, getting that early work in. What's impressed you the most with his progress on those swing changes?
Well, solid contact. We look for solid contact and try to hit the ball on a line to all field. That's our goal. That's our definition. And, you know, once you're able as a hitter to do that, you know, the other things are out of control. So control what you can.
One of the biggest news in the transaction side of things this week is Noah Campbell got promoted to AAA. How excited are you for Noah to get that ability and that chance to play against AAA competition?
Well, it's an opportunity that you know, I'm happy for him to for him to have, and you know, he getting a taste to AAA, and you know, let's see how hopefully it goes his way, and he have a good success out there, and you know, and continue to improve and get better.
What was the most impressive thing you saw from Campbell during his time in Biloxi?
The ability of control the strike zone.
Well, that's been a big thing for a number of different guys. Tyler Black's another one. And we've talked about it a lot this year, the ability to control the strike zone. How has that development continued throughout the year?
Well, it's if we look at things the right way, you make better, more solid contact when you swing strikes. So the more often you can control the strike zone and not chase up or down or away, is more chances to have success. So that's what we're looking for players and for hitters, and you know, and that's what we preach. The more chances to have success is in the strike zone.
I feel like every time we talk, it's always about someone who's doing an incredible job on defense, because this is a team that works more on defense than seemingly anyone else in minor league baseball. Ethan Murray's made a couple of plays this week that just make your eyes pop. How important has he been to the defensive side of things this year?
Well, you know, when you're talking about defense, there is two sides of the game, offense and defense. So defense is a bit, you know, the one side of the coin that we as organization value a lot, and you know, so it's 50-50, you know, offense, 50 defense, and what he had add up is, you know, he's really steady defensively, and he has improved, and he continues to work hard in those areas, and we as organization spend a lot of time on it, because we believe that when you get to the big league, you get an opportunity, you have to be able to make routine plays look routine. Tough plays makes it look easy. So by trying to do that, you're going to improve and you're going to elevate your game and have a better chance to be successful in the upper levels.
You talk about that 50-50 side of the coin. How about that home run last night from Ethan?
Well, that's, you know, that's pretty impressive, huh?
It was a shot.
You got to take everything that comes your way.
Well, Skip, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Okay, thank you, dude.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:35.